In this bulletin, British MPs reject a plan to consider Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal within 3 days. Russia and Turkey order Kurdish fighters to leave the Turkish-Syrian border, allowing extra time for their withdrawal. And in the AFLW, Richmond drafts its recruiting manager for its inaugural squad. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won parliamentary support for his Brexit deal, but the bill has been paused after the timetable vote was lost. The House has agreed to give the withdrawal agreement bill a second reading, but the government has rejected a vote on the Brexit timetable. Opponents argued it didn't allow enough time for debate. Prime Minister Johnson says he's still determined for Britain to leave the EU by the scheduled date of October the 31st.
I will speak to EU member states about their intentions until they have reached a decision. I must say, we will pause this legislation.
A Turkish-backed Syrian rebel commander has accused the Kurdish-dominated Syrian Democratic Forces of breaching a ceasefire agreement. Russia's President Vladimir Putin met with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and they reached a deal to share control of Syria's northeast. On Tuesday, the leaders determined that Kurdish fighters have extra time to clear remaining areas of the Syria-Turkish border. After days of violent clashes and rioting, the death toll in Chile has risen to 15 people. The unrest in the South American country was in response to a now suspended increase in public transport fares. Chile's president planned to meet with opposition leaders on Tuesday to discuss a new social contract. Petrol station worker Jacqueline Zeninga says her shop has been affected during the protests.
It's been too much. People losing control. We've been working from too early until very late. And people have lost control. Everyone.
United States President Donald Trump has enraged the Democrats by comparing the impeachment investigation to a lynching. In a tweet, Mr. Trump has condemned the inquiry as without due process or fairness or any legal rights. Lynching refers to the extrajudicial executions by white mobs that were mainly used against African Americans. But White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says the president did not mean to be racially insensitive and was not referencing that deadly racist chapter in US history.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about. It's very clear. And you guys can, it is very clear. You understand as well as I do that whether it was Nixon or whether it was Clinton, everyone was given due process in this situation, but they refused to give it to Donald Trump.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has secured a second term in office, but has lost his parliamentary majority. In his victory speech, Mr. Trudeau said the election result shows that Canadians have rejected division, negativity, cuts and austerity in favour of a progressive agenda.
You are sending our Liberal team back to work, back to Ottawa with a clear mandate. We will make life more affordable. We will continue to fight climate change. We will get guns off our streets, and we will keep investing in Canadians.
To sport, and Richmond recruiting manager Lauren Tesserero has put the finishing touches on the Tigers' inaugural AFLW squad by drafting herself. Tesserero, who played 11 AFLW games with Collingwood before being delisted, was picked at number 96 at the draft meeting at the Melbourne Showgrounds. The 33-year-old ruptured an anterior cruciate ligament playing in the Tigers' VFLW team this year. But after months of physiotherapy and rehab, she was given the all-clear last week and will play the 2020 season without having the ligament surgically repaired. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a possible afternoon shower and 23. Adelaide, sunny and 33. Melbourne should be sunny, a top of 27. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 28. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.